This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yemir and Kalim, Yud Aleph Dalet. Hey, we'll do Yud Aleph Dalet and Yud Aleph Hey, Yo'ad and Yo'ah. Yesterday, Yud Aleph, Beis and Gimel. Beis. Any metal kli that is independent is tamei. If it's merely part of another kli, this is a complicated topic. Like Knei HaMenorah, we give an example. It's not a kli. Does that mean he cannot be mekabel Torah ever? We have to learn exactly all the rules about this. This is a complicated topic in Kalim. It's come up a little bit so far. We never really got into it, though. This is going to be a topic we're going to have to learn more about. Fine. Now, example exceptions. Things that are attached to the ground or meant to be used attached to the ground. Just that the ground is not mekabel Torah, they are not also not mekabel Torah. Examples of that would be a door, neger. I'm going to need to go. Neger is the bolt, right? What do they call the door stopper?
Stopper.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Aleph Beis.
Stopper.
The manel. It's the manel. I wasn't sure what a manel is exactly. They say manel, they won't translate as lock.
A lock. I don't understand that lock.
I think today we'll see more about it. I think you might understand more today. Because, right, what do you need a lock for? You have the neger.
You have the
neger. What do you need the manel for? So I think, hold on today, okay? Could be different locking mechanisms. That's just a very simple answer. There's more than one type. Not every door is the same. There is the pota that's underneath the tzir. The tzir is the pivot hinge. And the tzir is the pivot hinge.
It's socket.
Kaira, a ceiling beam. Tzinor, gutter, that was made in the ground. Okay. Gimel. When it makes Kalim, this Mishnah, a lot of things are very unclear about this Mishnah. It really needs a lot of work, but we'll say it. When it makes a kli from eshes, from iron ore, charara, ingot, thank you, Mr. Titan, for that word. I never heard of that word before. Ingot. So the concern is that maybe when you're making metal from some scrap metal, maybe that metal was originally part of a kli that was tamei, and when you reconstitute into a kli, you have the tumah yeshana comes back based on the gzeirah d'rabbanan discussed earlier in the perek. Fine, but these things are not concerned. They look like they're never into a kli. Okay, that makes sense. I'll tell you where I had trouble. The tassin, well, tassin is metal plate
around the wheel.
Oh, that's one around. Oh, no, I skipped. Soiv Shalgala, thank you. Around the wheel. So this is not Mekabel Tumah because it's part of the wheel, when a wheel is not Mekabel Tumah because it's wood, and it's Pshutei Kli Eitz, I guess. Okay. Now, why aren't you concerned that before that it was something else? They do a footnote about that. They just say that's not normal. All right. Fine. Okay. Take your word for it. You assume that's what it was always. That was what it was since it came into being. All right. Tassin, plates of wood, plates of metal that are put onto wood.
Sheet metal.
What is the point of this metal? What is the point of this metal? It says sheet metal. Okay. What's the point of sheet metal? It's got to do something. I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer to that one either. And I didn't know if it wasn't from a different kli at one point. I don't know the answer to that either. Sipuyin, coated on top of wood. Again, same thing. It wasn't mekabel tumah, but maybe in a previous lifetime it was. I don't know. Kane kalim, bases of kalim. Okay, this base issue, it's not mekabel tumah because it's used to serve another kli. And again, how do you know what it was before? Ogne kalim, rims of kalim. What kind of kli? It wasn't mekabel tumah. Why not? It's from a kli eitz. Kli eitz that has a receptacle is mekabel tumah. I don't know. Ozne kelim, handles of kelim. Get that devil discussion about that. All right. Shcholes, Grudois. Shcholas. How did you know shcholas again?
Scraps of metal.
And grudois? Shavings?
Grudois is metal shavings, filings.
Filings. Scraps and filings. You assume that was made in the process of making the clay and never were makabatim. And again, but I didn't know what previous lifetimes they had.
They're such small pieces. How could they?
Yeah, I understand, but at one point they were part of a kli.
I understand that, but they're such
small. But they were part of the kli before that kli was finished. That kli was not yet makabel tumah, but what were they before that?
I don't know.
Okay. Tired. All right, sorry. B'yechon Minuri has a chiddush that ksutzos. If you take a kli, metal kli, and you cut them to fine small pieces, they were never geyser tum yishan should come back. Oh, that's a big chiddush.
That's my answer.
They never were geyser tum yishan on such things because it's a davar shalai matzoi and davar that's not common. Chazal were never geyser. Why? Yeah. Biter. Shivrei kelim. Broken kelim. Okay. Broken kelim. That broke on their own. Grutim. Kelim that fell apart. Why are those tame? I guess they're from kelim that were tame. Masmerais, nails that were made from kelim. And what type of kli was it made from? You made a kli from nails that were made from broken kelim. Wow. Because that the original kli was tame. Are nails in kabel tumah? Correct, but once you reconstitute it, becomes back the tumah by metal, only by metal. Biter.
But they're making a nail out of a tahar piece of metal.
Correct. No, they took a tummy kli and made it into nails, and then took the nails and made it into another kli. This thing has gone through many lives. You don't even know if it came from a tummy kli, but you have to be okay, fine. But if it's some nails, you don't know. Bishamay says, Tommy Bissell says tar. Well, I guess because you don't know. So Bissell is Mako, Bishamay is Machmer. Why is Bisham Machmer? All right. All right, all right. We'll leave it at that. Okay. Let's go back. Today's going to be a little bit easier. Let's see. Let's hope. Dalit Barzel Tomei. If I take iron Tomei, Shabola, and I mix it with Barzel Tahar, and I make a new Kli, does the original old Tomei come back or not? State in the Mishnah, Im Rav Menat Tomei, Tomei goes by Rav. Rav Menat Tar, Tar. If Rav is Tar, is Tar. Mechsa Mechsa is Tomei. Mech 1550 is Tomei. They say it's not Pshat that you go bust a Rav. No. They say it's not built up a Rav. Why? Well, it could be mimimino, it could be a divergence of material because you could put it on the mikvah. It's just that whatever's the right, it establishes what the kli is. Fine. 50-50 is tame. What's 50-50? They say it's not because it's like a suffix, it's just that you couldn't get rid of that tame part. Okay. Weiter in Shas. Chalma, chaloma, minaglom. You made a kli together with chaloma, which is a type of clay, and glolom, menorah. Does it have a din of klicheris or not? Well, same thing. Rive, you go by rive. Mechsa mechsa, you go l'chumra. All right. Kloistera. Kloistera. Refer back to the earlier mission about the neger. And we said it's not makabel tumah, it's meant to be used in the ground. And the question is, what happens if that neger has a knob on top that can be used for crushing things? You crush spices. So the cloistera is tmeya. It's mekabel tumah at that point. Now the Rav here says something that if it was made from tummy iron, it would have the tummy yishana would come back. Wow, okay. It's a whole different angle on this whole thing. It's going back to the tummy yishana business. All right, fun. So the cloistera is tmeya. Good. Yeah. Umetzope, yo mitzope tehoiro, mitzope tehoiro. But coated is tamea, is tahira. If you, the coating of a kli is tovel to the main part of the kli. If the main part of the kli is out of a material that's not mekabel tumo, and the coating is from a material that is mekabel tumo, we go by sort of the ikra kli. According to this, if the cluster was made from wood and covered in metal, we'd give it a din of wood, and it's not mekabel tumo, etc. So you think it has to be full-fledged metal. It can't be just metal-coated. Uh-huh. This is very important. We're down in kalim that are a hybrid of different materials. We have to know what halacha to give it. It's come up already a couple times, but here's another case. We're saying we go by the ikra kli. Rabbi Yisai, go by the ikra kli. Ikra kli. All right. Fine. And again, the Rav here still throws us back to Tomi Yashana. We'll leave that for now. Okay. Let's go ahead. Hapin vahaporna.
I like the word pin is pin. Is pin.
Pin is pin. It's main. Okay. So, very fascinating how this thing worked. I wish I could show you a video, but I'll put my Mishnah is up here for all those who want to see. So, the pin, this is your Dallas. I'm showing a door here. Dallas. This is your Dallas. This is your door post. When you lock it by taking this blue thing, this blue briach, sticking it into the door, and the door can't swing anymore. You secure it in place by these pins dropping. Okay. So you stick it in, and the pins, I think, automatically will drop. You close the door, take this blue thing, shift it over. The pins will then drop and lock it. You open it up by, there's this white thing is an opening that's totally open in the door. It's a hole in the door that you could reach with your hand from the outside. You take your key through that hole, stick it up into those pins to get the pins to go up. As you're doing that, you pull now the beam. You pull that beam, and the mail, your door will open. Very, simple lock. Well, it's a lock. It's a very early ages type of key of some sort. The pin or the pins? What's the porna? The porna is that beam. Oh. It's complicated. So what's the halacha? Tmein. Well, I understand. Aren't they being used on a door which is attached to the ground? And the answer, we're talking about like a cubby door, like a chest. Yeah, what are they saying over here? Even though both of them are together combining for closing the door, for locking the door, each one is independently. Each one has its own independent purpose. The porna locks the door. The pinim keep the porna in its place. Therefore, each one independently is mekabel tumah. Okay, so what others would we have said? This is a topic, again, which we haven't really explored that much. If two kalim, parts of a kalim, are working together, all mekabel tumah together, what does that mean? They have to be attached for it to be mekabel tumah? What would be the ramifications of that? Okay, fine. Upon the state. The state, each one is mekabel tumah b'fnei atzmo. Good. Right there. Okay, so as I said, the mafteach, when we had the previous mission, the lock, we call it the manol, right? We call it the manol. So they want to say, right, we didn't know what the manol was, right? It's the neger the manol. So the manol, they would say, is that piece that the pins slide through to get into the porna. That's the model. What's the purpose of it? Well, I mean, otherwise the pins would go flying and this whole system doesn't work very well. you need that model to hold the pins in place when it's being locked and when it's not being locked. So yeah, they do play a vital role. Okay. Fascinating. All right, back to Kleistra. So we're back to the Kleistra. B'shu'aymer shaymta b'pesach zev etal b'chavir Shabbos. Take it from one door and put it on another door on Shabbos. One way of learning this Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua holds it's not a kli. It's muksa. Therefore, you can only tilt them inside, which is a chiddush. Tilt them inside, generally, we don't allow when you're trying to move the muksa itself. It's only when you're trying to move it out of a mutter or a tzarek mekomo. But he's allowing you to tilt them inside, even when you want to use the muksa itself. Rabbi Tarfon Aymer, really, the Kola Kalim tells Mechatz, Rabbi Tarfon disagrees and says that it's like all Kalim and is moved in a chatzar, meaning it's not muksa. What is that Tholion? I think they say it's Tholion Tichas Tum of a Tyra. Right. According to Rabbi Shua, it's not a Kli because it's a Baina issue. Therefore, it's considered attached to the grid. It's a Baina issue, it's a Muksa. According to Rabbi Tarfon, it's not Baina and therefore it's not a Muksa. However, the Gemara and Shabbos learns a Pshat and Smishna very differently. It learns an issue of Haitzah on Shabbos. It has to do with, do you look at the door? I'll just say it quickly. According to everybody, it's a kli, it's not muksa. The Gemara says it as follows. We're talking about you put it in a chatzar that did not have an eruv chatzeros. Therefore, you're not allowed to take any objects from the house to the chatzar. The klistera is in the actual doorway of one of the doors. The Tanayim are arguing, does that doorway have a din of a door, have a din of the house or a din of the chatzar? B'shua says it's considered part of the house. You cannot taltal then it into the chatzar, except through a shinui with a greira, with dragging. Tarfon says that doorway is considered part of the chatzar, and objects in the chatzar could be carried in the chatzar. That is the machlokes. Yeah, that's the way the Gemara Shabbos learns. Okay, let me get invited. Mishnah, hey, Akrav Shal Prumbia, the scorpion of the Prumbia. Not really a scorpion, but
bridle.
The bridle. The bit of a horse's bridle. Why is it called scorpion? They don't even tell you why. Hey, they've totally left that out. Akrav is a scorpion. They say somehow it was in the shape of a scorpion's stinger or something. I don't know. Something like that. So the bit of the bridle is tummy. Okay, it's metal. This is a whole different topic now. It's there to serve you. Helps you lead your animals. L'chayayim, the what? The decorative cheek pieces are tahar. So they're decorative and they're tahar. They're tachshite behema. I mean, but they're part of the bridle. But they're just decorative. And anything decorative is not makabel tumah. Belezer,
well, they have no purpose.
They have no purpose. They're decorative. Blazer mitame bilichayim. They have tumah. Why? That decorative jewelry of an animal is tahar. That's only when it's serving. It's used on its own. When it's not attached to another kli. But since this cheekbone thing serves as a tachshit when it's attached to the bridle, then it's mekabel tumah of the bridle. Again, one more time. A tachshit is not mekabel tumah when it serves independently, not when it serves as part of a kli that is mekabel tumah. Uh-huh. Okay. But, yeah, I mean, sweet. It's funny, the Rav doesn't say anything.
Yeah, the sages have a lot to say. They disagree.
Yeah. Chamayrim in Tomei Ela Akrav. Just the Akrav. Now, everyone asks, isn't this redundant? So some say, we said this already, some say it's to be Madgish. You might think to postulate the first Tana, because what he's saying is reasonable. Therefore, the Mishnah is making a emphasis that we do not postulate. We postulate the Tana Kama. You might have thought to pass on the blazer. Fine. Okay. Oh. That which the Chomer Makel and we seem to pass on like them. Only the Akrav is Tameh. That's when they are independent, when they're not attached. When they're attached, everything's Mekabel Tumah. Because we have a Klal Rabbi Yisai and Perigid Beis called a Mechobr LaTameh Tameh. Anything attached to the Tameh is Tameh. If Tumah touches one, the other one becomes Tameh. If Tumah touches one, the other one becomes Tameh. Either one. So it's only a question when they're detached. All right, fine. Stop here.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.